This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. A bit later in the hour, we'll be talking about preparedness for a bioterror or nuclear attack. But first, a congressional hearing this week looked at the issue of antidepressants and children, specifically whether the Food and Drug Administration and drug companies withheld studies that showed a higher suicide risk for children who take these drugs. This issue highlights a growing concern over drug companies' long-standing policy of not publishing or publicizing study results when they fail to show that the drugs are effective. What's the solution? Well, how can doctors and patients be sure that they're getting information they need to make informed decisions about the medicines they prescribe and take? This week, a group of medical journal editors put forth one solution. The editors, including the editors of the Journal of the American Medical Association, the New England Journal of Medicine, and The Lancet, announced that they will require, as a condition for publication in their journals, that all clinical studies involving human patients be registered in a public database. So we start this hour by talking about this new policy with the editor of the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, what she and her colleagues hope to accomplish with the new rule. And if you'd like to join our conversation, please give us a call. Our number 1-800-989-8255, 1-800-989-TALK. Dr. Catherine DeAngelis is the editor-in-chief of the Journal of the American Medical Association in Chicago. She joins us by phone. Thanks for being with us, Dr. DeAngelis.
Well, nice to be with you, Ira. I'm a big fan of yours.
Well, thank you. I think people don't realize that they don't get to hear all the results of all the studies on drugs. Tell us about that.
Well, we believe that honest reporting begins with revealing the existence of all clinical studies, whether it reflects favorably or unfavorably on a research sponsor's product. And what we found over the years is that we've been getting the positive test, the test that showed that the drug or an intervention works, but we very, very seldom get the negative results. And we've been talking about this, we meaning there are about a dozen of us, mm-hmm. a dozen journal editors. We decided that it was time that we did something about it. And actually, we did this before this whole business about the SSRI, the medication mm-hmm. for children came about. We decided, well, you know, we're 12, but we're pretty significant journals. So if we all stuck together, maybe we could do something about it. So we said, okay, in order for us to even consider looking at an investigation, a study, or a manuscript that comes to us, even before we'd consider it, we would require that the study would have been registered in a public trials registry.
Now, what does that mean, a register? Does that mean they'll report the results of the study or that they're just that they're doing the study?
There are a couple things they have to do. There has to be, first of all, the study has to be publicly run and publicly accessible. Anybody in the public could get it free without charge. Mm-hmm. And there are a couple things we want in there. We want to know about what is the intervention? What is the drug? What are you going to compare it with? What do you think is going to happen? How many patients do you expect to enroll? When are you going to start? When do you think you'll finish? Who is the principal investigator? Who is the chief person who's going to be investigating this? That's the kind of stuff we want. We do not require specific data per se, because that's really not in our purview. We would love for it to have the data, for the trial registration to have the data, but it might or might not. And mm-hmm. and we have other ways of looking at that.
How do we get to hear about the negative results that never get published?
Well, because you wouldn't start to do a study if you didn't think it was going to come out positive. These studies cost an incredible amount of money. So what we say is, beginning next July, any trial that starts enrolling patients as of July must be registered at the time the first patient is enrolled. For those studies that are going on now, we give them a year to to enroll the trial in a registry. Mm-hmm.
If they are in a registry, does that mean that we see the results of the trial too, even if it's negative?
Well, they may not even. What they might do is they may decide. They're looking at the results, and they may not. They may decide, hey, we don't want to look at it. It's pretty obvious these are negative. Or they may have gone all the way through to say that it is negative.
So how does the public find out that there were negative results?
Well, the thing is that, Ira, it would be unusual for somebody in the public to go in and look at these trials. This is why we as editors, I consider and we consider that one of our jobs is to educate physicians and to educate the public.
Yeah.
So what we do, we will look at those other trials. So for example, right now we get a trial and it looks positive. It looks like this drug is really good under these conditions. So we will publish it. We also usually have an editorial to accomplish it, to accompany it, saying, look, this particular drug looks like it will work for these conditions. Physicians read our journals and,
you know,
fine. So now we only have what we have. But in the future, we'll look at this. We'll say, okay, drug X, wow, in this study, it looks like it does a lot of good things. We will go to the registry and we'll say, wait a minute, there were two or three other trials that were either started and never completed, or were started and completed but were buried, as it were. They never came to light. They were never published. So now we can either ask for those results, too, if it's the same sponsor that sponsored. If they won't give it to us, which they don't have to, we will require in the publication to state that there were two or three other trials that were started, but we don't know what the results were. And in our editorial, instead of saying, this looks like a good drug, and we could recommend it for patients with this condition, this is a good drug to use. Now we won't be so enthusiastic. We'll say, well, this study shows that it's effective. However, there were two or three others for which we either have no information, or if the information we have looks like those are negative trials, so we're not so enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm.
And it levels the playing field.
Does it get you all the way to what you want?
Yes.
That's
well,
great.
It would be wonderful. You see, I would love that we would not have had to have done this. It would have been wonderful if either the pharmaceutical companies would have done this voluntarily, which didn't happen. They promised 5 years ago, a group of them promised 5 years ago, that they were going to put all their trials on a thing called a Cochrane collaboration. And, you know, there was a lot of, yes, we're going to do it, and then suddenly, boom, it's all gone. It never happened.
But there is news that Merck announced this week they're putting their trials on clinicaltrials.gov, and Pharma announced their new database.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead. I interrupted you. You're quite welcome to interrupt me.
Yeah, Merck said they were going to put them all on clinical trial. That's beautiful. And if they put them all on, wonderful. I salute them. The pharma doesn't work because it's voluntary. We've had voluntary in the past. The voluntary doesn't work. So that doesn't cut it with us.
Let me see if I can take a call or two. 1-800-989-8255. Daniel in Princeton. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
My question is that I think that a lot of the responsibility of this has historically been with the journals. You don't like to publish negative results.
We don't get negative results. If you look at my journal, I've been editor for the last 4.5 years, and the number or the proportion of negative studies that I publish that have the same quality as the positive, we publish the same proportion. The problem with negative trials is that what we get is really insufficient to show anything. But if we get a negative trial, we publish it.
Are there not, if negative results are now open to scrutiny, don't the drug companies now leave themselves open to legal action by people taking drugs who say, hey, I never heard about the negative sides of these things?
Well, I'm not a lawyer, so I can't answer that.
I could see why, you know, they would not like to do that. So where is the government going to take any step in itself and require anything here, do you think, or make it have some legislation to close this sort of loophole?
Well, there is a bill that's at least in the making, supposedly, by Waxman, and I hear Kennedy's doing something, and another, I'm blocking his name, from Massachusetts. They're talking about coming up with making it a legal requirement for this to happen. If that happened, that would be wonderful.
That wouldn't be market, yeah.
So yeah. Market. Now I want to be sure of one thing. Please don't misunderstand me or my fellow editors. And I know I can speak for them on this. We are not against pharmaceutical companies. Without them, we would be in real trouble. They do great work. They develop drugs, and we would be much worse off. And as a physician, I'd say, oh, my goodness, what your medicine cabinet and my prescription capabilities would be without drug companies would be horrible. However, I think it's important to level the playing field and say, look, let's go at this honestly. Let us look at the good and the bad, the positive and the negative, and then physicians can make a decision based on all of the data, not just some of it.
Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can take one more quick call before we have to say goodbye. Let's go to Patricia in Pennsylvania. Hi, quickly.
Hi. This seems like a minor first good step, but this comes across as so paternalistic. We will look at the results. We. I'm in a relationship long term with a physician. My life partner is a physician, and she's very conscientious. She wants the data. She wants the information. She does not want the New England Journal of Medicine, JAMA, Lancet, or anyone else having all the power to look at the data, and she has none.
All right.
As a layperson, why can't you publish all the information in a public database or just don't publish?
Dr. DeAngelis?
Ma'am, listen, I salute you. If you want to go to those sites, that's why we're saying we want it accessible free to the public. What I said is the average person and the average physician, but because physicians have told me they can't do this. Pardon?
The data also?
We would love to have the data in there.
We don't love to have it, require it, or don't publish these studies, because you're giving us a bit of the information which favors the pharmaceutical companies. You say yourself you don't publish negative results usually because you don't receive any.
Well, we don't receive
all of the data, or don't publish, and companies will have to bring that forward in a public database.
Dr. DeAngelis, what about that?
Well, it would be wonderful if they'd publish it all. What we can do is require what we have the right to require. And I'll tell you something, there are some studies, at least like the phase one and the phase two, that we don't want, because it would hamper their ability to be able to make discoveries without revealing it to other drug companies.
Dr. DeAngelis, I've run out of time.
Okay.
You explained that very well to us. I want to thank you very much for taking time to talk with us. And good luck to you. We're going to keep up with you on this, okay? We'll follow what happens.
Wonderful. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Dr. Catherine DeAngelis, Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of the American Medical Association. That's, of course, located in Chicago. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about being prepared for possible bioterror or nuclear terrorist attack. Stay with us. We'll be right back.